Here we have small rocks here, and we also have big rocks. This reddish brown rock, it comes out of red soil further up the hill, and all this greyer coloured rock comes out of black soil, which is on the lower parts of the hill.
When most people look to buy a farm, they try and choose one without heaps of rocks. It saves time and a lot of hard work clearing the paddocks ready for ploughing. But not Ian and Carol Elliott. They actually love the rocks that come with their property here at Woolvi near Gympie in southeast Queensland.
Are they actually composed of different type of rock, or is it just the soil that they've come out of?
Partly the soil it's come out of, and I think partly because it was a volcano, it is different flows of the lava that came out of the volcano.
So we're looking at the remains of volcanoes.
Yes, this used to be a volcano. I don't know how many millions of years ago, but it was a volcano.
Hello, I'm Jennifer Nichols. The Elliots have developed a successful small business selling their volcanic rocks to garden centres and landscapers. They certainly know what the industry wants. They were landscapers themselves before becoming rock farmers.
Well, we were landscaping down in Noosa a few years ago, and we were using a few rocks. We wanted to get out of town to live, and we just happened to come across this property with rocks on it.
We wanted to get back to farming.
Got a few cattle and sheep. You have a huge mountain behind you here. How many rocks do you reckon you've got off it in the time you've been here?
Oh, over the last 10 years or so, I would say 15 to 20,000 tonnes.
How much demand is there for these basalt rocks?
We're getting quite a lot of inquiry now from a lot of the Sunshine Coast and as far as Brisbane, even south of Brisbane, and it's proving to be quite a good little business.
How long have you been here now?
18 years. We don't advertise. It's just a sign down the road and word of mouth. So we're very comfortable with what we sell. We don't need to make a massive amount of money. We just want to make a livelihood for ourselves and the kids and clean the property up.
Now, Ian Elliott, I noticed that the truck's getting some repairs today. Is this part of the toll that rock collection has on your machinery?
Definitely.
Yes. It's got a wheel off.
Yes. Carting rocks down the side of a steep mountain is very hard on machines.
There's lots of different sorts. If we could show you some, there's some we call moon rocks. They've just got lots of little holes all over them. There's some with holes right through them, where we're not sure whether it was the molten rock came around a branch and the branch then just rotted away, and then there's a beautiful holes, round holes through the rocks. We've dug up crystals. Most of them are up on the top of the ground, beautiful crystal rocks. Obsidian rock, it's very, very smooth. You never know what you're going to dig up next.
How big are some of these rocks? How much do they weigh?
Some of these rocks, like you can see over here, they're up to about 5 tonnes each.
No wonder your truck's in for repairs.
That's right, yeah. Two rocks to a load, some of them.
And there's some 2,000 rocks to a load.
Yeah.
We call these dish rocks, where people can buy them for water features, bird baths, that sort of thing.
Because it's got a lovely dip in the middle of it.
Yes, and we're pulling them out, five-sided ones like this, and they sit on top of each other, and as you pull them out, there's a crack, so that's how they crack off, and then there's another one sitting on the top.
So it's like a column of these rocks.
Yes,
that's right.
The lava comes out of the volcano 20 foot deep or whatever it is, and that just gradually cools and forms into all these 5-6-sided columns. It cracks into shapes like the mud in the bottom of a dam when it goes dry. It's not a big business, but it's quite a valuable business.
It's a limited market too. There's a lot of fake walls now they put in. Doesn't look as nice, doesn't look as natural, and you compete with the timber retaining walls and that sort of thing, but they don't last anywhere near as long. Rock is really the way to go, but it is a limited market.
Have you seen many of the creations that have been made with your beautiful rocks?
Yes, I've seen quite a few, and they come up quite spectacular. specialised ponds with waterfalls, quite a lot of pitched retaining walls with mortar between the rocks. They come up very nice. A lot of just freestanding retaining walls.
One of the stonemasons that comes to pick the rock out, especially for himself, he's doing a house, and his work is just like art. It's beautiful. I can remember when we were kids and helping Dad on the farm, we would be throwing rocks into a gully out of the cultivation. Now we're selling them.
Happy days.
Yeah.